Strictly Blues, Kai Turner and the Blues Vassal playing new music from the Royal Southern Brotherhood. The Royal Gospel is the name of the brand new CD on Roof Records. They're going to be in town with Jason Ricci, as a matter of fact, on Thursday, June 9th at the Oriental Theater. You do not want to miss that show, one of the hottest bands on the road today, featuring the one and only Mr. Cyril Neville. Cyril, how are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I have to say, it's, I have blues royalty on the show here, so it's a real honor to have you on Strictly Blues this week.
I'm proud to be with you, man.
This is your fourth album with the Royal Southern Brotherhood. Did you think you'd do that many?
I wanted it to last, and so, I put my soul into it, and it turned out where good.
It started originally with you and Mike Zito, Devin Allman, Jan Rico Scott, Charles Wooten. You've had some changes in the band. Has the dynamic and the approach to what you're doing changed as well?
Not that much. I mean, the whole aim is making good music and, music and lyrics that can stand the test of time. I think we pretty much stayed with that formula. And the change in the clientele just actually made everything, I would say, a little funkier and a little more groove oriented. Got a really, really, all through this record, there's a really solid pocket on every song, and so that's one of the things that I'm really satisfied with, is that, it didn't change drastically. Basically on track to what we were trying to do from it.
Now, your history goes all the way back to the Funky Meters and the Wild Chapatulas. Of course, you're the youngest of the Neville brothers. Is it hard to stay funky?
Well, no, because that's that's basically my middle name. and it's like what they call us here at New Orleans is the Nevilles are the first family of funk.
Yeah.
So I try to live up to that. and usually I do, I usually tell people when they come to one of these concerts, bring two pair of dance shoes, because you don't need that first pair out, and you don't need another extra pair.
Oh, absolutely. And I've seen the Royal Southern Brotherhood a few times now, and it's always a lot of fun. And how is it working now with Bart Walker out of Nashville and Tyrone Vaughn these days?
Well, if you look at this record, you see that this record is a lot of songwriting done between the guys, and it's me and Bart, me and Tyrone on most of it. So everything is working. Everything is firing on all cylinders, man. It's like, the live shows, we include stuff from all the way from the first record all the way up to what we're doing now. And even those songs that we had been doing from the beginning took on a new persona because of the freshness of the clientele. And that lends to how easy it was for us to really gel together. Everybody in the band, is a solid musician. And once we rolled into the studio, this particular record, we had never actually met. We had a week to do the record. Well, the first thing we wound up doing songs, the second day we wound up doing four songs, the third day we did three. And the record was done. The combo was cooked. So that tells you a little bit about how easy it was for us to, come together and make some good music together. And the proof is on that record.
Yeah, it's an old school recording session there, isn't it?
Yeah, and then, you had a great producer like David G. Kidding mixed a bunch of great musicians in a studio that's got a persona of its own, that Dockside is one of those places that's got its own character, and the Muscle Shoals had its own thing, but that's like the third trip to Dockside that we made. it's got a special magic to it. So, you know, some of that is sprinkled throughout the record as well.
I think what I like about the way you guys do stuff is you don't get a lot of overdubbing, and it does have that live feel on the new album, especially the Royal Gospel. Just one song jumps to the next.
Yeah, I feel like when I grew up listening to Here in New Orleans came out of Cosmo Studios, Cosmo Matata. And it's like, to me, when you get finished, if it feels like that, and if it sounds like that, then you get it right. You know, and the other thing is that the session was, you know, eyeball to eyeball. It wasn't like, you know, certain things done at one point, other things done at another. Everything was done live in the studio. You know, everybody elbow to elbow, eyeball to eyeball. And, you know, before you know it, the gumbo was cooked.
Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff, too. And it's always a pleasure when you guys come and play for us. And I have to ask you, every time I talk to you, I ask you, how are things in New Orleans?
You know, it's like anywhere else. You know, things change on a daily basis, and some for the good, some for the bad, you know. But as long as the good outweighs the bad, I think we can survive, you know. And the music is one of the things that lends to having it that way, you know. So I'm glad we put our two cents in that way, you know. And this record being called the Royal Gospel just means that we've been traveling and we saw a lot of things, we felt a lot of things, and we are all family men. And a lot of what we felt and saw went into the lyrical content of this record. And, you know, all of us very, very proud of this piece of work, you know. Like I said, this is one of those type of things where I think the universe is involved. I think the universe likes the concept of our Southern Brotherhood, so it's keeping it together.
Well, congratulations again on the fourth release of the Royal Southern Brotherhood. Cyril Neville, one of the great legends of soul music, blues music, New Orleans music, a true American treasure. You're heading up here to Colorado along with the band. We're going to see you on Thursday, June 9th at the Oriental Theater right here in Denver, Colorado. Cyril Neville, thanks a lot for coming on to Strictly Blues.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you. See you in Denver. We are on our way.
Yeah.